Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I'm here with Marco Amigliato, who is the conductor of AIDA. It's a pleasure, firstly, to meet you.
My pleasure.
This is such an exciting moment. Now, you have conducted AIDA before.
Yes, many
times. Many times. All over the world, because you have performed all
including
over the world.
Including in Verona. I did several productions of Zeffirelli in the past productions.
Yes, and this is very different.
It's so different.
Very, very interesting to me.
What will
people make of this, I wonder? What do you think?
I think the idea, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's so special and it's so appropriate for our time.
Yeah.
We use a laser to build the imaginary pyramids, and the effect is amazing. In a place like that, everything is, of course, is huge.
Yes, yes.
And you know, this kind of colorful based in the light, it's something that add magic in the music and in the atmosphere.
Of course. Now the music, of course, remains the very same.
Of course, the music is the same.
Yes.
But you know, when you see you approach in a different production, automatically it's kind of, you know, you want to be part of the show.
Yes.
And the music is the base of that. So I have to be together and have to work in the same direction.
Of course. What do you think Franco Zeffirelli would make of this?
I would think Franco appreciated it. Yeah. He was a very nice man, and he was always, serving the art.
Innovative.
Exactly. Yeah. And Franco was a very visually director, and all this, his production was really careful about colors and details. And at the same as Stefano Poda, and the visual way of the opera, it's something really underlined, and you know, I find even in a different production, I found some similar vision of the opera.
Of course. Is it always a joy to be involved here in the Arena di Verona?
Definitely.
It's a very special venue, isn't it?
It's probably one of the most important venue in the world. Everybody knows Verona because the arena.
Yes.
Not because the city, but because the arena. It's funny, but it's like that.
Yeah.
And it's like the center of the summer festival in the world.
It's so true. And it's so unique.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
I walking in today with a journalist, your colleagues, and she say, wow, when it's coming up.
That's what we said.
Exactly. And they say, of course, wow. It's the right words when the people approach to the stage in the arena.
I just want to give you a big hand.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what this is. Very briefly, you have,
sure.
Of course, you've recorded with Anna Trebko.
Yeah.
So is it important that you have that relationship when you come to the arena here
it's
today?
It's very important because, you know, the distance here are the main problem.
Yes.
And if you have the confidence to have the friends on stage and they believe in you, it's created the chemical ways. It's very important. I'm a friend of the singer and I love Olesya Petrova, Anna Netrebko, Yusif. They all great friend of mine, and every time I have the opportunity to work with them is a joy.
And how long have you been friends?
Oh la la, I met Anna, she was 17 years old.
Oh,
so.
For heaven's sake. And you're still a young man.
You're too kind.
No. So that's quite a while.
That's why we worked together so many years.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
We know each other very well.
So it's very comfortable.
Absolutely.
Very comfortable. Well, I wish you well. I'm so looking forward to it, Marco.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for talking to
Thank
us.
Thank you, Tomás.
Amigliato, who is the conductor and a fine fellow. We should go for a drink now.
Absolutely.
Good man.
Let's go.
Aperitivo. Yeah.
tuo bel cielo vorrei rimarti le dolci brezze del patrio suo.
I'm with Stefano Poda, director of AIDA. Now, Stefano, I have seen what's behind you on this stage. It is amazing and very different to what people would expect. But it's all in your head. This all came...
No, I don't know. I'm listening at the music.
Yes.
Listening. Then I do click. And this is the world, the parallel world, yeah. I feel. And for me, opera is total art. It's not just architecture, it's not just costume, it's not just choreography, it's holistic feeling about everything,
sure.
No? Because today we are too specialistic, the technology is too strong, and we lost the connection between disciplines, between arts, between... So it's freedom. For me, the music is freedom.
And yet you have taken... You are the set designer, the costume designer, the lighting designer, and the choreography expert. So you've taken all that in your head to create this very different AIDA.
I don't know if it's different.
Everyone said it was.
I don't know. It's my AIDA. It's like the AIDA of an artist.
Yes.
I always did like this.
You have been in opera houses all over the world. Is this your first time?
This is strange.
Yes.
Really strange, because I'm Italian.
Correct.
Nobody knows that.
No, I noticed that. Where are you from in Italy? From where?
I'm from Trento. It's very close here.
Yes.
It's close to Austria.
But look what you've come back with on this very important year.
It's a very important year. 100 years.
Yes.
But 100 production of me. It's 100 production in all the world.
Really?
Yes.
So that's a very special moment for you as well.
I don't know. Because I didn't know.
Yes.
Today I was thinking about, but no, it's impossible. So for me, I never think I'm in Italy, I'm in Germany, I'm in a theater.
Yes, and you are creating.
For me the relationship is with the public.
Sure, I understand.
It's not nationality.
Stefano, we are so impressed with what we've seen here.
But you stay tomorrow.
Yes, we're here for the big night.
We will not
miss it. And thank you for the kindness.
No, thank you for your
sincerity. Stopping. No, we're very, very excited for you.
And sorry for my English.
Your English is perfect.
No, it's not perfect. But thank you so much.